Well, welcome to the online Old Testament reading. You know, last week we were in Proverbs, and we're still in Proverbs. And today we want to read in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through the end of the chapter. And I believe that is verse 31. It sure is. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. This is about a wife of noble character. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is worth more than precious rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She will not hinder him, but help him in all of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes out to inspect the field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She watches for bargains, and her lights burn late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, because all of them have warm clothes. She quilts her own bedspreads. She dresses like royalty in gowns of finest cloth. Her husband is well known, for he sits in the council meeting with other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs with no fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and kindness is the rule when she gives instructions. She carefully watches all that goes on in her household and does not have to bear consequences of laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. And there are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done, and let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Who fears the Lord, that's better translated, who loves the Lord. Well, you know, many ancient cultures, and we're seeing it even in Afghanistan and some of the current events, are disrespectful to women. And the women portrayed here in the book of Proverbs have become highly regarded. She is not only a wife and a mother, but also a businesswoman who imports goods, manages a staff, and trades in real estate. Notice, too, that someone has made the effort to affirm her talent and character by praising her in this text in Proverbs. How blessed is a husband whose wife has so many abilities, such as noble character. And how blessed is the wife whose husband affirms her and who is supportive of her personal development. Although sexual intimacy is important in a marriage, the relationship relies heavily upon the day-to-day affirmation. So if you're married or thinking about getting married, think of how you can praise and support your partner today. Well, I hope and pray that you're having a wonderful day, and we thank God for the opportunity to come online with the Old Testament reading in a wonderful book of Proverbs.